Overheard at Yoga is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. And we're back. And guess who's back? Megan Aaron has joined us back in the podcast studio. What's up, girl? How are you?
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so if you guys don't remember, Megan owns and operates PureSerenityYoga.com, an online yoga platform. She's our director of teacher training at Hollywood Market Yoga. What else? You're a Lululemon ambassador. You just had yoga in the park this Saturday, too. How did that go?
I did. We've been having yoga in the park every Saturday throughout the summer. You're teaching this weekend.
I'm excited for that. This Saturday, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Camel's Back Park every Saturday through the summer. We just hosted a class last weekend. And as a Lululemon ambassador, they love to support me in all different ways. And this past weekend, they offered a raffle. So all you had to do to be entered into the raffle was show up to class, register for the class, complete the class. Mm-hmm. And at the end, we chose a winner. And that first place winner got a full-on fit session with Lululemon, which means they get to go into the store, kind of be fitted from head to toe with an adorable outfit and leave with some new yoga gear.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's so fun. That's so cool that you get to do that.
It was so fun. I always love... when Lululemon gets involved because they're such a generous company and it's just been such a joy being an ambassador for them.
That's great that they get involved and give gifts to your students. who was I talking to? We did a self-love class or a Valentine's Day class and they gave everyone yoga mats.
Every single person. Yes. Yeah. These adorable like blush pink Lululemon mats. They asked if they could be a part of a class and they set up the room. Looked so cute. They set up a mat for every single person. It was a candlelit self-love Valentine's class. It was on Valentine's Day and the participants had no idea. When they showed up, they all received this brand new, amazing Lululemon mat.
I don't know if I've talked about this, but that was a really funny class. Did I talk about this? Because a friend was in that class. And she was set up on a date with someone else in the class, but it was for like the next week. But it's Valentine's Day, so she's like, I'll just go to yoga. And she sees the guy in there, but he's on a date with someone else. And she introduced herself to him because she was like, hey, I know that you know me. Like, we recognize each other. And he's like, oh, yeah, we'll see you next week for our date. And they dated for like 6 months. But he was on a date with someone else. And I remember it from that class because they all got these cool yoga mats. And so I would see them all come back for yoga and like have the same mat.
That is amazing.
So that's how I remembered your class. But today I really wanted to talk to you about teacher training. I feel like we've been doing training together for years and we get questions all the time about how do I find the right teacher training? And I just think let's just talk about it.
Absolutely.
And I'm curious about how you got into teacher, how you picked your first training that you participated in. Is that a word? Participated. Oh my! I'm like a little out of it from the weekend. It's a Monday. It was hard to get up this morning after boating with you guys yesterday.
I feel you. I'm right there. The sun is still like radiating off of me. So
yeah, you're glowing.
I love it. But so my first teacher training To be completely transparent, I jumped right into it without doing a whole lot of research because I was 19 and excited about yoga, and literally no one could stop me. I was like, I'm doing this. I'm becoming a yoga teacher. This is my life path. And I was real dead set on that. So I was practicing in Coeur d'Alene, and where I lived at the time, going to college. And my teacher, Kara, she was also the studio owner of Parkside Fitness. It was the most beautiful little lakeside studio in a high rise, kind of like apartment style building. And it looked over the lake. Absolutely stunning. I took my first yoga class there and just instantly fell in love with it. I grew up dancing, and I loved the movement and the freedom that it brought into my body, and the way that it made me feel connected in a way that other activities and sports never did. So something about that mindful connection. So it was shortly after my first class, I admitted to one of my best friends at the time. I was like, I feel like I want to pursue this yoga thing, but I was really insecure about it because at the time, nothing about my life spoke health and wellness. I had really kind of fallen into that college lifestyle, had some fun, had been, you know, overindulging in
everything.
Exactly. So I remember feeling really embarrassed about the decision of like, could I be good enough to take a yoga teacher training?
Oh, that could I be good enough to take a yoga training? I think we get that from everyone all the time. I did the same thing with myself. Like, I'm not fit enough. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not flexible enough. I'm not strong enough, so I can't take a training. Lies.
Absolutely. And I was really self-conscious. And I remember, you know, trying to say this out loud to, at the time, my best friend, and then at the time, my husband, my boyfriend, who is now my husband. I told him, and he was nothing but supportive. And shortly after, I asked the studio owner where she took her teacher training, and she recommended something called Yoga Fit. And I just went ahead and basically signed up without doing any research.
I have some questions about this because I know this story. And so she recommended the training that she did. Did she complete the training?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she completed the training. I did not complete the training. I went through it. So what it is it's basically a weekend type of thing, but you travel throughout the country on weekends to go take different modules. And you have to take, I believe it's 12 different modules. And for a broke college student, that became really expensive. So by the time I was about halfway done, I would say I was at least $10,000 in the hole.
So 6 weekends. Mm-hmm. Did you do that over 6 months, or could you pick and choose when you went to a module?
I picked and chose. So I think they gave you a time span of maybe like 3 or 5 years to complete it, because it is financially pretty intense. Because there's not only the training that you have to pay for, but it's the expenses of getting there. So I remember my first training was in Las Vegas, and I was like nearing, I think I was just about to turn 21. So it was kind of an interesting time in my life to take that training. My next training ended up being in Seattle, which was a much better fit. And it was a great training. It gave me the foundations that I needed to really identify my voice as a teacher, and most importantly, just get into my body. Once I felt confident in that, the studio owner was so generous enough to give me a job right out the gate. So I got to immediately start practicing. I lived right down the street from the studio. I would walk or run or ride my bike there. And on the off hours when there was no students taking class, I would go practice.
How often does that happen where someone doesn't complete their yoga training and gets a job?
Oh, I think you would know that answer better, being a studio manager.
I think maybe 10 years ago, super frequent.
Yeah.
Now, no, especially not since Yoga Alliance started to raise its standards.
Yes.
I think Yoga Alliance, how do you describe, what is Yoga Alliance?
Yoga Alliance is like a worldwide nonprofit organization that helps to oversee credentials of yoga schools, yoga teacher trainings, and then also it's a nice platform for yoga teachers to basically place their credentials. So if they're looking to be hired on somewhere, they can say, hey, look, I went through a real certified yoga school.
Yeah.
And I know all the safety and the techniques, and, you know, I have the basic tools that will allow me to be a decent yoga teacher.
I wouldn't you say like 10 years ago, no one really cared about Yoga Alliance?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely changed. So I think maybe in the past it was like, let's just see what you got. And now it's more important.
It's a lot more important. That's actually, so YogaFit was not Yoga Alliance certified. Okay. I don't know if they are now. But when I moved from small town Coeur d'Alene to Boise, I realized pretty quick, actually, you guys were more advanced than we were. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of places were going to hire me without this Yoga Alliance attached to my name. So even though I'd been teaching for a few years, I had almost completed my 200-hour teacher training, I really needed more. And I needed to have that Yoga Alliance credential.
Yeah. Yeah. okay, so I want to go back a little bit because you said something about your first training session was in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Okay, you seem to be refraining. Why? What do you want to tell me?
Well, imagine being young.
Okay. Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with a good friend of mine who is originally from Vegas.
Okay.
So we had some fun and, you know, I was there for the purpose of yoga, but at the same time, I was so immature at the time and I was young and in college and I believe I was just 21 at the time and it was Vegas. I think it was my first time there, actually.
Did you do the whole training weekend or did you miss?
I did the whole training weekend. Yes.
And then you had extra time to go have fun?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you got out at like 4 o'clock, you know, so
that's awesome.
Vegas, the city that never sleeps. And when you're young
that's
like
New
that.
York. Oh, okay. Or is that Vegas? Is that both?
Definitely Vegas doesn't sleep, I don't think.
Okay.
I haven't been back in a long time, but I will tell you when you're young like that, too, I didn't need the sleep anyways.
Okay.
These days I would die.
Okay. But did you finish? So then you did another yoga training at Hollywood Market Yoga.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did. So a couple years later, I moved to Boise and found Hollywood Market Yoga. I think I found you guys in like 2012, maybe 2013.
We opened April of 2013. And that's when I did my training was April. Like opening day was teacher training day.
Perfect. Yes. So
and then you were the next one in and was that like 3 months later? I don't know.
September.
Okay. Yeah.
September, exactly. So I remember my sister-in-law telling me, oh, I just drove past the cutest little studio. It's in the North End. They're opening soon. It's going to be called Hollywood Market Yoga. You have to go check it out. And this was at a time in my life where I'd put yoga aside for a little while. I tried some things. I'd opened my own yoga studio. I was working as a yoga teacher at CWI. I was doing some corporate yoga, just odds and ends. But nothing was really like driving my passion. And I'd felt like I'd really lost the sense of community that I used to have at my old studio in Coeur d'Alene. And I was searching for that. But again, dead ends everywhere until I found Hollywood Market Yoga. So I came in. I remember Janessa was my very first teacher. I took the 4 p.m. hot hour and I was like, what is this class?
Yeah.
Why does everyone know what they're doing and I don't? Why is it so hot? Looking around. But then immediately I was like, I love this. This is amazing. I have to have more. So I continued to come back. Eventually I saw the poster for teacher training and you know, I was like, it's time for me to get that Yoga Alliance attached to my name so I can eventually start teaching again for a real studio. So I took the program and voila.
I remember when you were coming to classes, you and your husband, Josh, were coming and you were always like so beautiful. And then you would do these handstands and headstands like in the beginning of class or at the end of class, before class starts and after class ends. And I was like, who is this high school girl? And when you guys came out, I'm like, oh, are you guys boyfriend and girlfriend? Like, do you go to the high school around the corner? And you're like, this is my husband. We own a couple businesses and we got to get home to let the babysitter go home. And I was like, oh. Oh, I'm such an idiot. But yoga looked good on you guys. So
Thank you.
Just remember thinking like, oh my gosh, they're so beautiful. So young. And then you did. And then when you did your audition, I had no idea your background. And when you did your audition after teacher training, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's an incredible teacher. who are you? And I think I still, when I'm with you or take your class, I'm like, who is she? She's incredible. You have a gift. We're so grateful to have you at the studio. So grateful to have you as our director of teacher training. And I want to get more into what led you to take another training.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, one of the main motivators was I needed that sense of community. And one of the best ways to accentuate that sense of community or dive deeper is to take a yoga teacher training at your favorite local studio. And I just really want to emphasize that because I get a lot of inquiries about teacher training, and people will ask, well, I want to go abroad and I want to have this amazing experience. And, you know, I'm going to go to Bali and take this teacher training. And I'll say, that sounds incredible. First of all, kudos to you for wanting to do that. I think it's a great journey. However, do you know the trainer? Do you know the yoga school? Do you know their style? Do you like their style?
Yeah.
These are things that are really important to understand. And although it may not be as cool to take your local teacher training, I mean, I think it's cool.
But I think it's cool.
Right. We have a fantastic training locally and we also go international. However, there's just something about knowing your trainers going in to assure mm-hmm. that you vibe, I guess, with their style. You want to make sure you can take their class and be like, yes, this practice feels good in my body. I resonate with this teacher. Therefore, I want to entrust them to guide me on the next step of my journey.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever sign up for a workshop or a training and like travel and now you're stuck there for a week, 2 weeks, a month with a teacher where you think, oh no, I should have done my research?
Honestly, I felt that way when I took my 500 hour with Shiva. And it only started out that way because I was intimidated, I would say. And I eventually took 4 years to complete my 500 hour. I took my sweet time. And it wasn't until about year two or maybe even year three that I finally dropped in, let my ego go, and totally resonated with her style. I did do my research before I went to her training and I was confident on it. However, when I got there, I felt like there was a little bit of overwhelm because it wasn't my community. So again, I was trying to rebuild my community in a foreign country with people from all around the world. And I would go a couple times a year and there would be a new group every time. So each time you're reestablishing yourself. Mm-hmm. So that was fun and interesting. Yeah. And, you know, I guess it. Yeah. Anyways,
I guess you have to think about your intention for doing teacher training.
You do. You have to think about your intention. And here's what I will say, like, in contrast to me taking my advanced teacher training, I was already a teacher. I already kind of had established my practice and my value as a teacher and my why. So that was easier for me. However, when you're taking a 200-hour program, which is your introductory program, I would always say go with the studio that you know and you love because you're so new at it. You want to assure that you have this really safe space, that you feel grounded and connected. From there, maybe then you go and take your, you know, advanced teacher training somewhere else or travel and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me like a little bit more about those benefits of doing it with your teacher versus a teacher that you don't know?
Absolutely. So your teacher, again, you're going to resonate with their style. So you're not going to go into a practice, get there first day, take class and be like, ooh, what is this? I don't like this. It's not resonating in my body. This or that hurts. Secondly, you've established a relationship most likely with your trainer because you went through all the process of taking their class. We're local, so we probably know your name. We've had lobby conversations. We've done some hands-on assists with you. So your trainer also gets to know your body. And that creates a specific kind of trust so that when you get into the program, I'm not going to lie, a 200-hour training, at least ours, we dive deep. We go beyond the layers of, you know, the body. We go deep into the energetics. We dive into the mind. We start to like peel back the layers of an onion, if you will, and start to really recognize what's at your core. What are you bringing with you from your past? What is your why? Why are you here? What is your purpose? All of these things we start to dive into, and it brings up some past difficulties or trauma and can make you feel very vulnerable and uncomfortable. And to do that in a space where you feel, again, like you have community, where you know your trainers, you're able to dig a little bit deeper than you normally would.
And then when your training is over, you still feel like you're at home. I guess you're yoga home. So it's a lot easier. When I went to my advanced training, I did like a tiny bit of research. And when I got there, I was like, man, I did not do enough research, but I was glad that I chose the teachers that I chose, because it could have been worse. I was like, wow, I realized I think I did one online class, and I had a couple of friends refer me, and I was like, great, I'm in. It's in Bali. It's going to be fabulous. And I was like, wow, I literally did no research and I got really lucky. The first 3 days, I was in a panic. I was in anxiety mode because I realized I didn't have my community. I was like, oh my gosh, I flew halfway around the world. I don't know anyone. I don't know any of these people. Am I in a cult? I feel crazy. Why did I drive or fly halfway around the world to hang out with weirdo strangers, and we're doing this weird yoga? Like, something's wrong with me. But the thing is, by the end of the training, we're all best friends. We're hugging, we're crying. We're like, I'm gonna miss you so much. We still stay in touch. So that was something I didn't prepare myself for or think about. Am I going to have a community?
Absolutely. Community is such an important aspect. And again, you were taking your advanced training, so you already had the foundation of Christina. Like, you know yourself. You're grounded in that.
Yes.
You've been teaching for a while. You're kind of ready to spread your wings, versus taking your first training in that way can be really overwhelming.
What do you need in a 200-hour training? If you're taking your first training, what do you need to look for?
You need to assure that, first of all, I would recommend Yoga Lion certified. It is important, especially as yoga continues to grow. We're looking for those specific credentials. Secondly, I'd recommend making sure that there is a beautiful blend or balance between both the asana, which is the physical practice, the movement side, and also philosophical practices and teachings. And assuring that there is not too much of one or the other, because sometimes you can go in and take a training and you only balanced or you only practiced asana. So you only did the movement part of yoga. Yes, you graduate and you can teach a yoga class, but you're disconnected from the philosophical side. Mm-hmm. So you're unable then to offer this authentic intention setting space, or you're unable to connect with your why as a yoga teacher. And eventually you're going to burn yourself out because all you're doing is physical asana.
Yes.
Exactly. And then on the flip side of that, if you move towards a training that only practices the spiritual teachings or the philosophical teachings, we get a lot of this in our training, to be honest. I'll get a lot of context of, okay, I took this training, but now I don't know how to teach. Help me.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So there, you know, there are great trainings that just focus on philosophical, but again, it lacks that ability to send you out into the world if your intention is to become a yoga teacher and actually be able to lead someone in the yoga postures, because it is important. It's important to make sure that your students feel safe and you can guide them through an awesome class.
What is the question that you get the most from potential students of teacher training?
Am I ready? Like, again, and like the underlying is, am I good enough?
Yeah.
Am I strong enough? Have I been practicing long enough? It's just, it's the ego speaking and their insecurities that are coming through that question.
Yeah.
So it's definitely one of my favorite questions because I know how to answer it. I've answered it multiple times and
in different ways.
Yeah. The answer is like, are you ready for anything ever? You know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to wait until I'm ready. It's that doesn't exist. Like in yoga, the time is now. The time is the present moment. Allow yourself to step into that completely. And you know, I taught a class this morning, fire class, and one of the intentions that we set was, it's not about what you do, but it's how you do it. So it's not about when you take the teacher training. It's like the perfect time. It's how you experience that. It's how you digest that process that's really going to matter.
What's your favorite thing to teach in a teacher training?
Energetics, probably. The energetic body.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that your favorite?
Because there's so much that goes on underneath our skin or underneath what actually meets the eye that I think we're so disconnected with. And when we tap into the energetic body or the energetic anatomy, we start to wake up the spontaneous body, or we invite more flow into our lives in a way that we didn't really realize we could have again. And also, I will say, it kind of unlocks your inner child. And you become playful and kind of delighted with life again.
What surprises you, or not even surprises you, but what's that part when you start sharing the energetics of yoga and teacher training? What's the reaction that you get the most?
Oh, like jaw drop, probably.
People are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I would say there's like a lot of silence at first, and you can really just see the wheels spinning. And then the next class, it's like you'll see them come to take your public class. We require our students to do that, and I'll watch their bodies, and their practice will shift from a space of rigidity into fluidity. So instead of now thinking about the posture, they are feeling the posture an experience in it on a different level.
I had another question for you. I'm trying to remember what I was going to ask you. I know we talked a little bit about how do you choose a training, and you've taught online trainings, you've taught in person, like weekend warrior trainings, intensive trainings. How do you tell someone, because this is the question I get, people will email me and be like, I'm ready for training, but I don't know what training I want to do. And they have already sent in their application for our training, and then they're asking me what training they should do. And obviously I'm going to be biased and be like, you're doing ours and you're doing it now. But ultimately I'll say something like, that's something you're going to have to meditate on and decide for yourself. But do you get those same questions that I do about that? Like, how do I decide if I want to do an online or an in-person? And who are these trainings for?
Yeah, I get that a lot. And I will say, too, we get a lot of applications. And then they will ask, like, what training should I do? I always just followed up with, listen, well, now that it's not COVID times, now that we're open again, come take our classes. Come take my class. Come take Christina's class and Lydia's class. See if you like us. See if you like our style. If you do, then we'll set up another meeting and we'll talk about, you know, we have multiple different trainings that we offer. We don't offer the virtual anymore, but we do offer one local training a year and one international training a year. So again, our local trainings are more of a weekend. It's spread out over about 3 to 4 months. So you come on the weekends. We call it our part-time. And even though you'll get a full 200 hour at the end, but it gives you that space in between to digest the material and then also stay local and practice at the studio. So that's a great, great space. And then we also offer our international trainings. We call these immersive style, where you go for 2 to 3 weeks at a beautiful destination. Our next training is in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico at Xinalani. And that is a 2-week immersive. This is fantastic for those with really busy lives. So if you're really career focused, if you're a parent and you have a lot going on at home, I would recommend, hey, get out of town for a couple of weeks. Allow yourself to fully immerse into the practice and deepening your experience. So there's kind of two different pathways there. So once a student asks me, okay, which training is right for me, it's kind of assess their lifestyle, assess what they need from the training.
Okay. So if weekends are better for you, great. If you know you need to get away from your hectic lifestyle, I think someone signed up for a training who he's in real estate and you can't do weekends. And and like 2 weekends a month for 4 months, are you serious? So then he was like, I'm coming to Mexico.
Yes. It is a really nice avenue for those who are very busy to take. But again, the local trainings are fantastic as well because you get that time in between your training weekends to actually take classes and implement what you're learning at the studio.
Are you ready for me to ask you what you overheard at yoga?
Oh, gosh, Christina.
What have you overheard at yoga?
again so much. My most recent experience relates to your most recent experience, so we can chit chat about this a little bit. It was back in the spring. I came in to teach my normal Thursday night class. You're behind the front desk. Love seeing you every time I come in. I take a seat. And then this was when we were wearing masks as well.
Oh, yeah.
So this man walks in. He's got a bandana on. So all I can see is his eyes.
So train robber walks in.
Right. The huge. I look at him and I'm like, do I know you? And he pulls down his bandana and he's like, yeah. And instantly I was like, oh gosh, it's my eighth grade boyfriend. Ty.
And the last time you saw him was?
Eighth grade.
Oh my gosh, which was how long ago?
17 years, 18
years. And you recognized him?
I recognized him.
I witnessed it and you were staring at him and you're like, how do I know you? And you looked really uncomfortable.
I was thrown. He was my first boyfriend. We were in love, you know, as you could be in eighth grade. And it was great. Everything was dandy. And when we went into ninth grade, he was moving away to Oregon. Mm-hmm. And back then, we didn't have cell phones to, like, stay in contact. There was no such thing as social media to see what each other was up to. So naturally, we just were forced to break up and go our separate ways, as kids do. And, you know, blame our parents for it.
Yeah.
So I didn't speak to him ever again. And
until he walked into the yoga studio.
Yeah.
So this is the part that you didn't see, because that was a Thursday. So I want to say Tuesday, he came in between classes to check out the studio, and he was asking about you. And he was like, I want to take a yoga class from Megan. When does she teach next? And I was like, oh, like, do you know Megan? And he's like, yeah, I'm an old friend, like, want to surprise her. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, he's like, yeah, from school. And I thought he went to college with you and Josh or something. And Candace, our other yoga teacher, she was there too. And so we were trying to book this class and we're like, well, she doesn't teach till Thursday. And it was Tuesday. And he was like, oh, dang, I'm just traveling through town. So like we booked him and then we canceled the booking and then he left. And then he called the next day and he's like, I'm actually going to stay in town. So I want to like rebook. It was like a whole thing. But I remember when Candace was having him register for class, she's asking him like, what's your name? What's your number? What's your address? What package should he get? And he was being really weird and Candace was being really weird. I think he was being weird, but I thought Candace was being weird. She was like, I wasn't being weird. He was being weird. And that's why I was being, like, there was weird energy around it. And I didn't realize that he basically stalked you to find you. So sorry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, my jaw dropped for sure. But I will say the best part about these moments is you still have to go teach the class.
Yeah.
And there are still a handful of other students who have shown up for your Thursday night vinyasa, and they want that class. And here I am like, what the hell is going on?
I wish I would have given you a heads up, but I was like, oh, a friend from college, he's going to surprise you. Yay.
Oh my, I instantly like transported back into 14-year-old Megan and felt all sorts of like just out of my body. It was the weirdest thing. I couldn't feel grounded at all when we got into the yoga class. He came in late.
Well, this is weird because he had come on Tuesday and we gave him the, like, here's the studio, here's the locker room, it's hot yoga. Have you done hot yoga? Do you have all the things? If you need things, you can rent things. And he played it off like so cool, which looking back now, he was obviously nervous. But he was like, yeah, I do yoga, I do everything. And I was like, all right, great. So then he shows up 2 days later and like I offered him stuff like, do you need a mat? Do you need a towel? And then he's like late to class.
He goes in, you know, after I recognize him and he's like, blah, 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 it's me. I go start the class. He rolls in like 5 minutes late. You know, we're already grounding and setting up. So he goes into the back left corner of the room, throws down this massive, squeaky, yellow camping mat.
This is like a metallic egg crate looking mattress pad, that plastic. And And Laura described it best, our friend Laura who comes. She said, that felt like someone's four-year-old child was in that room playing with a balloon because it just kept making that sound. And this is the thing. He was literally right behind me in class. And Megan and I have this like game we play with each other where like, if you're the teacher, it's your job to manage your room. Yes. And there's been a couple of times where I've gotten in trouble with Megan because I'm like, I'm turning on the fans. And she's like, what are you doing? And like, I don't need to help people. Like, Megan's got it. So I'm like, okay, this is her friend from college or whatever. Like, great. I'm not going to offer him a mat or towel because Megan's got this.
It was the one time I was begging for your Virgo vibes to kick in and be like, I can't handle it anymore. I'm just going to fix this. I'm like, please fix it. Because again, I was transported into 14-year-old Megan. I had no way to manage this situation. I just kept avoiding him. I walked to the other side of the room. Every time the students went into a forward fold, every single person would side-eye him because his mat was so loud. It was quite
I kept being like, any minute now, Megan's going to get him a towel. Any minute now, any minute.
I never did.
The director of teacher training. I didn't realize how shocking that must have been for you until I had a similar experience.
Yes.
About a month ago. And I think I mentioned this casually on a different episode, but I had an ex-boyfriend also show up who I hadn't seen in like 8 years. And it's funny too, because he is familiar with hot yoga. And I think I said this where he showed up and I don't know what he was wearing, but he was wearing, I think this was in Nick's episode where I mentioned this, like the shortest yoga shorts of all time. I'm like, where have you been for the last 8 years where you're wearing like sparkly short shorts? Like, he got into down dog and immediately sat down. And after class, he said he instantly realized that they were not long enough. And there was like a young girl behind him, like in high school, and he felt really subconscious. And he was being super weird. I think he had like a rough few days and he needed to go to yoga to get his mind right. And he kept looking like he was about to get up and leave the whole time. And so he kept like sitting up, putting a shirt on. And then he would like look at the door and look at me and look at the door and look at me. And I'm like, if you need to leave, you can go. And then he'd take his shirt off and lay down and just like roll around on his mat. Oh, and I kept just opening the door for him because I think, I don't know what is going on. And I hadn't seen him in years. So that was interesting. And I thought of you instantly and was like, what is going on in the stars? Is there like a new moon? What's happening? When your ex comes to your yoga class, like, what do you do?
I know. How did you manage yourself?
How do you manage yourself? I think like my go-to when I'm distracted by a yoga student is just to avoid them and stay away from that side of the room.
Exactly.
But then you're just like, but then I was like worried about him. Like, is he okay? Why can't he sit still? He's looking at the, does he need to go? Is he fine? He eventually got up and left, and he had come with a mutual friend of ours, and me and the friend are looking at each other like, should we go check on him? Is he okay? But I guess he was just really nervous. It had been a while, and you know, there's always something strange about
it. Had been a while.
Yeah, going home to Idaho, Boise, Idaho, when you haven't seen like your friends in a while. I don't know.
And your ex-girlfriend who you decided to surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Is there anything you want to plug before we close down this episode?
Yeah, check out our online studio. We've still got classes releasing every single week at this point. Gosh, we've been filming for almost 6 months and we've got close to 90 on-demand classes for you. I know some of your classes are on there, Christina.
Yes.
A fan favorite is your feel-good yoga flow, your hip hop classes, and Nicole just released a mini meditation series, and today just came out for a meditation for overwhelm. So anytime you're feeling overwhelmed,
that's my jam.
Anxiety, it's a really beautiful meditation. It only takes about, I think it's like 7 or 8 minutes, and Nicole has a beautiful way of helping you to just drop into your body. I think she's been a guest on your podcast before. So take a look at that. I'm going home today to film a Wild Thing Flow. So that'll be out in the next couple weeks.
Great. And then again, Yoga in the Park every Saturday, 10 a.m. When's the last Saturday?
The last Saturday of August.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I'm teaching this Saturday. And teacher training is full for Mexico. We need to set our spring dates.
It is full for Mexico. However, I just spoke with the resort, Sheena Lani, and they do have a couple of beds available, and we are going to book those spots. So I think we can bring possibly two more people to our international training.
Okay. So if you guys are interested in our training, go to hmyboise.com, click on the teacher training tab, and you can get a hold of me and Megan, or just DM me on Instagram. I live on Instagram. That's my jam.
Absolutely.
Thanks, girl. I appreciate it.
See you soon.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your overheard at yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. Find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste.